Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all, and welcome, and thank you for listening to The Middleman. We are The Middleman, and you're listening to blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Kevin. And today, I got some special hosts, and I got a guy. He's going to be working a little overtime. We got a host that we brought back this week that she did a wonderful job last week, and so we brought her back in. She's going to help us run the show today. And our man, Alan, man, he's missing today, y'all. I don't know where Alan is. But on the line I got with me today, my people, my folks, he's our road dog, our co-host extraordinaire, Doug G. What's happening, baby?
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about I'm in the building, you know what I'm talking about? So it's going to get real wide open today, you understand that?
Yeah, so we ain't got you just on the end and the beginning. Your check going to be fat this week, so we got you doing everything else this week, too. So we got you hosting, so, man, it's about to go down, ain't it, baby?
Hey, man, they call me the human hat rat. You understand that? So we should go live out here, man. You know, somebody, we got some good talk today, some real talk, some talk that needs to be talked about. You know what I'm talking about? So without further ado, we need to get to talking. You understand me?
Yeah, most definitely. And also, we got on the line with us today, Jen. Jen, what's happening, baby?
Nothing, yeah. Nothing. Just chilling. I'm ready for today's show.
And speaking of that, we're going to get on to that today. We're talking about the traditional man. We carried on our part two of our series of traditional versus 21st century, which is the man versus the 21st century man, which is a modern man. And we're going to get a little bit more into that in a few minutes. But as of right now, have you guys had anything going that was extraordinary? I know extraordinary for you guys this week. I know this week we're celebrating, well, this past weekend we're celebrating the life and the death of Marvin Gaye, one of our best generation singers. So,
you know,
other than that, you know, hey, man, I mean, I miss this guy. He was born on April the 2nd. His dad killed him on the 1st, which,
man, you know,
was
what?
Crazy.
That's got to be something just wild of, man. That's a timeline you can't script, man. You couldn't write that in a horror flick.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how you get born like that and then killed by your own pop, man? Like, come on, man. See, that's why we doing what we doing today. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can a father kill his own kid, man? You know, it's been going kind of rampant of lately. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Kids getting killed. I don't know if you heard about the, but we're gonna say that for a little bit later, man. But Marvin Gaye,
yeah,
man. You know what I'm saying? We still loving the music.
But you know what, man? If we can celebrate his life and remember him through the music, man, that's good for me. But also, man, have y'all seen that our president, man, is looking real regal over there and overseas right now?
Hey, man, you know, he's the talk of the town, he's the talk of the world.
Yes, he is, man. I mean, he over there got people hating because, I mean, they like, man, I was watching CNN, and it was like, man, this guy, I mean, a lot of people over there in these different countries, they applaud him, they loving him, they loving the family. And I mean, did you see when the queen actually touched Michelle on the back? I mean, she don't normally do that, man. They golfed when they heard that, dude.
But the first lady, she looked good over there. She looks good.
Yes, she did.
She's representing us really well.
And who did her dresses?
I don't know. She's looking good.
But you know what, man? If they can carry on and keep the black family looking as good as they're looking over there, we're in the game.
Yeah.
We're in the game. I mean, it's going to help out our world image.
Yeah.
All right.
Man,
and also, everybody that's out there listening right now, we definitely appreciate. We see we got some callers calling in already. Today, we're talking about the traditional man versus the 21st century man. And I got a birthday shout out that I want to give to a middle woman that's on our middleman. We are the middleman.name website. That's Lady D. happy birthday goes out to you, girl. And I would also like, I would also love to get a shout out to Damon Willis. We got 4 interviews on our website, y'all. If y'all want to go check them out, we got an interview with Mike Jones. We also got an interview with Bow Wow, Mike Jones.
Okay.
We got an interview with Bow Wow, Frankie J, and a group that's from the Far East, and they're called the Far East Movement, man.
Hey,
so I definitely want to give a shout out to them, and also one of our other members on the We Are the Middleman.ning website, Teflon Dunn. He's an artist out of Memphis. He has an album release party on May the 1st at the Hard Rock Cafe in Memphis, Tennessee at 9:30 p.m. Now, this thing going to last until 2:30 in the morning, so I'm thinking it's going to only be grown folks out there.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, so what's going on with you, Doug, man? I'm happy to hear you on the line today, and Jen, we got you on the line with us today. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with y'all in y'all world?
Man, you know, I'm just on the chill right now, man. You know what I'm saying? My dog, Lil Boosie, was in A-Town last night, tore it down at Club Cruise Loaded on the west side. Shout out Bankhead Zone 1, you know what I'm talking about. Dog 17, you know what I'm talking about, UGK Posse. He was in town, you know what I'm saying? Rolled around, did a few little things, you know what I'm saying? So we've been getting the business aspects in, man. And, you know what I'm saying? That's it. Just handling business. Handling getting it in how we get it in.
Most definitely. Last week, y'all, if y'all didn't hear, we had a show that was a traditional woman versus the 21st century woman. We had a poll on our Ning site. That's wearethemiddleman.ning. Man, Doug, would you be amazed to know that the traditional woman had a clean sweep?
Of course.
Now, the questions were, which one, well, basically, which one, you know what I'm saying, as far as the traditional woman or the 21st century woman, which one would probably be better in a relationship? The traditional woman won hands down.
I guess which one do men?
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying people should have got on there and voted.
Yeah, ladies, log on, log on. I don't think we're being represented on this site.
And guess what? The one with the dealing with which one would be more desirable by a man? The traditional woman swept that one also, and I'm like, wow.
Wow.
You know what? Probably was the case in point. You had more mature women logging on and voting.
Yeah.
Offset from the people who need to get their head and nails and toes and all that done.
No, ladies, all my friends, all my girls, I said log on. Tell these fellas what's up.
So you saying the mature women got on there and voted, hey. But I'm just saying, Jen, they won. I mean, the people spoke. It doesn't matter how many people voted. The people that did vote, that's how they felt about that.
Okay, we're going to see next poll. We'll see next poll.
Yeah, which we do have a poll online right now, the traditional man versus the 21st century man, which is the modern man for those that don't know. And both of those folks, well, the first one is, which man is considered to be the breadwinner of the household? You know, which one, basically, back in the day, you know, the man, the traditional man was the one who did everything. And nowadays, like the modern man, hey, he's trying to, you know, juggle the job or either be the stay-at-home dad or whatever. Our second poll is, which man is defined by his wealth? Is it the traditional man or the 21st century man? So we do have a good poll up on our website. That's wearethemiddleman.ning.com. Y'all go on and vote about it. What y'all two think about that?
Well, I already think that I like a nice mixture, but I like my man to be traditional a little bit. I don't want him to be a stay-at-home dad. I don't like that.
Most definitely. Well, guys, we've gotten to our first 10 minutes of the show, and, you know, the little routine that we normally do for everybody right about now, we're going to play a song of the day, and the song of the day, the first song that we're going to hit off today for you guys is Trouble Man by the late, great Marvin Gaye, and this is a tribute to all the traditional men out there and also the new men that are out there, and this is Marvin Gaye, Trouble Man.
Oh, come on.
And that was Marvin Gaye, the late, the great, best musician that I know. You know, so that was Marvin Gaye, Trouble Man. And today you're listening to the Middleman Talk Show. And the subject of the day is the traditional man versus the 21st century man, the modern man. So we're trying to figure out which one of these guys represents us and which one, hey, he ain't hitting on shit right now. Excuse my language. But today we got on the line with us, my man Dub. What's going on, Dub?
Hey, man, I'm ready to get into it.
Yes. Alan, he's not available today, y'all. I think somebody kidnapped him. So I got my great host with me today. Dub G, he's pulling a little overtime for us today. And Jen, she's back to help us out. And we greatly appreciate you guys. All right, on to our first segment, y'all. Michelin, have men forgotten how to be a real man? And what defines a real man? Is it easy to become a daddy? But where are the fathers? You know, it's easy to become a daddy, but where are the fathers? Now, it's going to be kind of broad here, y'all. So, basically, if you got any questions, you want to comment, go ahead and press that number one, and we would love to hear your comment on this. Also, we're talking about, you know, being a thug, a dope boy, a trapper. Now, what's up with that? You know, we didn't have that back in the day, but we have it now. And also, openly gay guys. And also our brothers that are metrosexuals. That's our first segment.
Metrosexuals. Hey.
Metrosexuals. I think we got a call in. Calling in right here, 678-658. We would like to hear what you have to say. Welcome and thank you for calling into the Middleman.
What's going on, man? It's Nick Eaton.
Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Nothing much. Dub G, I see you checking in. Jen, how you doing, sweetie?
I'm fine. How are you? Ding, ding, ding.
I'm doing fine. You ready for round two?
Yeah, I'm ready for round two.
And it's about to go down. And today we're talking about the traditional man versus the modern man, basically. Now, we asked the question, what defines a real man? And, you know, it's mostly opinionated how we really come across with that question right there. Back in the day, we would consider a real man to be a guy that would take care of his family. Provide. His wife really didn't have to do too much. He'd go out there and work all day, get out there and get back home and do basically what's needed. But now that somewhat has flipped. We have both people in the house working. We have a guy that stays at home. You know, is that really considered to be a real man? And we would like to hear your opinion on that. What would you think about that, Nick?
I think that bottom line, even though times change and people change, cultures change, a real man is somebody who handles business. Now, that business could be whether that's your job, whether that's your own business, whether that's your family, whatever it may be, as long as you're handling it, that's a real man. It's not somebody who's being all extra hard. It's not somebody who's trying to be all extra fly all the time. It's just somebody who's really just handling business. If you're taking care of yours, then that's what a real man is.
Most definitely. Jen? I know y'all got something to say. What y'all think? What is a real man to you guys?
Well, a real man to me is, I agree with Nick, is someone who can handle, you know, their business. And as a woman, like, I want a man that hasn't forgotten how to be a partner. I think a lot of men out there have forgotten to be that partner, like, with somebody. Like, you know, not just a woman, you know, do all the work. It be a partner, and a partner that makes good decisions. And I think that's lacking now.
Yeah, that's good. Well, but and at the same token, though, you go into a traditional man, you look at historic figures of a father figure, and that's somebody who works, comes home, get a little lunch on, get a TV on, and he's on the chair, play with the kids for a little bit, and then he move on. Now you can look in the traditional sense in that. Now you come into the nowadays, the 90s, 2000s.
No, that's a partner too. That view of a traditional
man
is a partner too.
Yeah, that's a partner, but you just say,
because he's doing his part. We haven't defined the parts yet. I'm just saying, we have guys out here now that don't want to do their part. That kind of man did his part. Now his part may be different than a man's now, but he still did his part.
Once you start breaking that down into, okay, your part into it, you know what I'm saying? That's now we starting to categorize a man instead of just, you really can't say from that point on what is a real man. You got to say this is the category of that real man. Okay, you got to say
generalizations that every man should do. Every man, his part is to make the best decisions, the best moves, best everything for his betterment of his family. That's his part. The next part is he's always going to work hard, and that's part, you know.
Hold on, both of y'all.
Check this out now. Now, as related to the modern man, the 21st century man, would we consider these guys less of a man? Because, you know, like I said, to define a real man, that is very opinionated, because there's no true definition of what a real man. We have what we think a real man should do or what he shouldn't do. But when you relate this to a man of the 21st, the modern man, the stay-at-home dad, the gentleman that may not be making the money, he's not the complete breadwinner, would you consider that to be a real man?
Yes.
If he's home, stay, you know what I'm saying, stay at home, take care of the kids, you know what I'm saying, he's cooking, cleaning, and you know what I'm saying, okay, the role might be reversed, but at the same time, and this might be a little, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but misogynistic maybe, you know what I'm saying,
right.
As long as he's still, you know what I'm saying, he take care of that, he's still putting it down in the bedroom like he needs to be doing, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I think he's still all right. He's still all right. You know what I'm saying?
Now, we're going. If you guys out there on the line, please go ahead and press 1 if you want to make a comment on anything, make a statement on. Now, I want to move into the real fathers, the dads. Now, y'all know traditional men. I mean, they were the breadwinner. They were the ones who would basically hold that family up. Now, when they had kids, they would take on the responsibility of their kids, and also their family's kids, if need be. Then, you look at the modern man now. They don't want to claim their child. Now, I mean, this has happened before in time. Men don't always claim their kids, but back in the day, you know, it was a little bit more so personal. They'll take care of the family. But you have the modern man. He's like, this ain't my kid. Or I'll have kids with 50 other women, and I ain't taking no responsibility. So, what happened to us being fathers? What do y'all think we went wrong with? And I'm going to ask you that first, Doug. Then I'm going to come to you, Jim.
No, like, real talk, it was the actual generation gap. I mean, everybody talks about the crack era, about separating families on a man and a female situation. But if you look at that generation that we lost in the 80s, 90s, when the kids were coming up, the fathers was out there hustling. They getting killed. They getting locked up in jail. So you got to look back at grandpa. You got to look at your uncle, you know what I'm saying, or the great uncle, you know what I'm saying, if he around for guidance and stuff. But, you know what I'm saying, that was in a good light. But then we came into a fold of, okay, well, you got the dope boys taking care of the little kids at the same time, you know what I'm talking about? But it's making a pendulum swing to, okay, well, we're going to look at you, we're going to give you money, but you don't do what we do, you know what I'm saying? But then you look, the pendulum swing the other way, then you look and you see them over there with about 35 of crack, and crackheads all around them. So it's like you sending kids mixed signals, and nowadays people are looking at those examples that were set back in those times. Okay, some people are still got abiding by those, but some of them are actually stepping up and coming out of that. Okay, well, I just need to hustle and do
right.
for the kids. People, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard nowadays, you know.
So basically, you're just saying it's more of an environmental type situation with the kids. Now I see we got a caller back in. I think this Nick again. Go ahead and make your comment there, Nick, and now we're gonna get right back to you, Jen.
Okay.
I think we're missing one small thing that happened between. And Dub mentioned 70s, the end of the 70s, going into the 80s and the 90s. One thing y'all got to take into account during the 80s and the 90s, we had the crack epidemic. We lost a lot of fathers to that epidemic. We really did, and we didn't get a chance to rebound because by the time we got it somewhat under control, there was such a large generational gap.
Right. Very true. Jen, how do you feel about that?
I agree with Nick that the problem stems back to the destruction of us as family units. And so with that, we have the destruction of guys now, a lot of them don't have an example of how to be a good father, and a lot of them have good intentions of being a good father. They just don't know how. But it's also up to us women. A lot of times we weaken our men by not forcing them to be good fathers. A lot of us accept things that we shouldn't accept, and I believe if we buckle down.
Do you feel that you have to force a man to be a father? Because if you think about it, the mother is somewhat not necessarily the first figure as far as fatherly figure, but she's the first figure that defines us from the womb.
Yeah.
She's the first figure that defines us. Yeah, I'm saying a woman. She defines us because her emotions.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I mean, do you think that you have to force? Because if you show that child love and all the tenderness that he needs or she needs at the beginning, do you think that would help out as far as with, you know, the whole situation? With being a father later on?
No, because it helps to a point, but I'm a woman. I can never teach a black man how to properly be a black man because I am only a black woman. That doesn't make me saying that I'm weak or that I can't teach him how to be a good person. I can't teach him values and instill in him morals and guidelines, but I can never fully teach him how to be a man because I don't know how it is to be a man, especially a black man. And that in itself is complex. So I think we as women should start for these men. You need to step up on the plate. The future of our generation is in your hands.
That's true.
It's your responsibility as a black man.
Now, speaking of generation, and I want you guys to comment on this. We have a whole epidemic of new hustlers, your dope boys, your trappers, your thugs. Now, that's not to say that we didn't have the same thing back in the day. Back in the day, we just called them a little bit different name, and that was like a bootlegger or something of that nature. But what do y'all think about the whole epidemic of what we have right now with these kids? Are just, I mean, they that's all they want to be now. Thugs. I want to walk around. I mean, the traditional man, he didn't play that. He saw a young man out down the road. He was acting a little rowdy. He'll snatch him up and say something to him. But now you can't do that. The traditional man would do that. The modern man is like, hey, it ain't my responsibility, bro.
Cause you know
what do y'all think about that?
At a point in time right now, the kids are to a certain degree killing themselves, and I hate to say this as a piece of it because I'm a part of that rap syndicate, and maybe not on those subjects, but you got people now that are the kids that are idolizing the more hood rappers who have made it from the drug struggle. And in the mainstream now, so they're looking at them and they basically killing themselves now. All they know, what they emulating, what they are hearing. We popping pills, smoking weed, we drinking drink, we having sex with however, whatever, and we don't care. We don't care about jail. We don't care about nothing. It's just wide open. So with that aspect and that thought process that these kids are having now. Okay, you find somebody, okay, you might have seen a little kid, you know what I'm saying, you and the mama are real, real cool, you know what I'm saying, some people of age, you know, and you see the kid running wild out there, okay, you try to tell him slow it up, okay, he might respect you as a family friend, but then once you try to get into him like the traditionals used to do, and kind of, okay, man, you need to hold up, because you acting like a crash dummy right now. depending on how you come at that kid might at the same time either try to fight you, cuss you out, or worst case scenario might pull a pistol and try to kill you. You know what I'm saying? Depending on the extent of your intervention. You know what I'm saying?
How do you guys think that, you know, a traditional man, I mean, right now we have, some of us have the values of a traditional man, and I mean the good values of, and we see our communities that are getting destructed. We're basically destroying our community with our actions. Do you think that the 21st above the modern man, do you think he's doing enough to you know, stop this?
You know what? No. I see a lot of the modern men now that have seen that destruction and separation of the black family and the family in general, and they want to do something different with it, and they are reaching these kids. Because you got to think about it. At the same time, the 70s, 80s era, the grown-ups now, it's a phase out now. Now you got a whole new, like I said, everything is shifting. Everything is more euthanized now. So you look at the aspect now. Okay, you got the our age that's reaching out to the smaller generation now. So they catching them at a young age now. It's kind of crazy because you have to expose everything at some point to all of the kids while they're young, because they're going to get it on the street. So if you give it to them in a controlled environment and we're like, okay, well, if y'all selling dope, this could be the outcome. Now, how many of y'all want this to happen? And then you have, at the same time, the people who are on the phase out who are shielding to a certain degree their kids away from it, even though they might divulge into those activities, they are shielding those kids away from it. So, I mean, right at this moment, right now, the teenagers, it's a hard pressed thing to get them to listen. But the shortest, you know what I'm saying, the 10 and under, we can get to them, and then we can bring them up into a whole different horizon of, okay, well, the outlook looks great. Okay, well, now I maybe can go to college. I don't have to hustle as hard. If I do hustle, okay, I'm going to hustle and sell a house. I'm going to hustle and have a marketing agency. I'm going to hustle and do some insurance. The hustle can go away from it. You can make legit money where you don't have to worry about, okay, well, I don't want to go to jail like my daddy or my uncle, you know what I'm saying? And they told me what's going to happen. I could get shot and everything. I don't want to feel pain. I don't like getting whipping. So why would I want to get shot? You know?
That's very true, Dub. And, you know, I mean, I understand exactly where you're coming from. Because, I mean, it's a lot to fathom as far as being a man and a traditional man or a modern man. Now, we do have one other thing that we're going to talk about, but like we kind of cut short on this. But we're going to probably carry this one up. We want to talk about as far as being openly gay, and we're also going to talk about the metrosexuals. But right now we're going to go into a song that basically kind of sums up everything that you just said, Dub. And it's from Anthony Hamilton. The song is called Ain't Nobody Worried. And it seems like ain't nobody worrying, y'all. For real.
Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more.
and that was Ain't Nobody Worrying. Man, Ain't Nobody Worrying. It just seems like that nowadays. Hey, I'm Kevin. Welcome to the Big Man Talk Show. I'm kind of throwing it off because, hey, my man Alan ain't here. He got kidnapped, I guess. So we're going to keep it moving today. And I'm online with my man Doug G and Jim. What's happening, Doug?
Hey, man, y'all already know what time it is, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is the talk of the town, you know what I'm saying? When you get your latest and greatest news that's going around the city, you feel me? So let's start it off, man. I got to put my head down and shake my head, man. Flesh and Bone, Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. A man that went back to jail. And guess what for? On guns charges. Like, come on, dude. You just did 8 years from having an AK-47. Now you want to have a little baby pistol. Man, it don't matter. These, man, they is looking for people. You know what I'm saying? It's better than rap police, man. If you're going to come out of jail and get right back to the same thing, man, you don't want no money and you have been institutionalized, man. Somebody need to grab you by your bricks and say, hold up. You understand me, man? But, you know, much love to that man, man. Hopefully everything he be able to get through. You know what I'm saying? Back on the funny aspect, though, you know what I'm saying? Don King, promoter extraordinaire, man, has said 50 Cent is the official winner of the 50 Cent Rick Ross beef. Now, for him to say that and him to get into it, man, that is hilarious on a whole nother level. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely.
Y'all
funny.
Know who Don
That's
King
funny.
Is. Y'all have been under a rock. You know what I'm saying? That's the man who made Mike Tyson famous and made him poor at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So he is a boxing extraordinaire. So however, whatever, whatnot. You know what I'm talking about? But they got a few other things, man, that's been going on. Corey Gunn is getting ready to drop a new project. You know what I'm saying? So things like that. It's gonna go on.
That's Peter Gunn's son, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know,
what was the name of that group they had back in the day?
Lord Tariq and Peter Gunn.
That's right.
You know, so yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's things. Your boys, Meth and Red, are on their way back to the big screen and to the CD player, CD deck, you know what I'm saying? They're getting ready for a comeback album, got the new song out that's coming with UGK right now, you know what I'm saying? Big up. So you know,
okay.
If Meth and Red can spark it off one more time, you understand? You know, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? There's going to be more news. Check out www.blogtalk. We are the I don't even know what I'm talking about, man. Hey, Bert, let me give a shout out to Ashley
Sullivan
in Atlanta, Georgia, for bringing me some pork chops and some rice and some other things, you know what I'm talking about. So it is what it is. I'm trying to get my leg eat on while I'm talking, but hey, man, check out wearethemiddlemen.ning.com, man, for some more music and news and everything else.
Most definitely. Thank you, Doug G. Welcome. Hey, what they say in church? Welcome. Well, hey, thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are the Middleman. I am Kevin, and on the line with me today, I have my man Doug G. Put in a little overtime. My man Alan. He's man. Doug, have you seen Alan?
Man, Alan is he's under the rock right now.
Yes, he is, man. He kind of put me out here today, so we gonna make it roll like it roll. Now we're going to move on into our second segment of this show, baby. Today we are talking about the traditional man versus the 21st century man, a.k.a. the modern man. And as what we already spoke upon earlier, we were talking about what is a real man? Define what is a real man. And I know that's a very opinionated question. And we got a couple of good comments out of our people that's online today, and Dub, you know, and Jen, and my man Nick Eaton, who's tuning in with us today. Also, we were talking about where are the real fathers, and also the whole dope boy, thug, and trapper mentality. Now, we didn't get into the last part of it, which we're going to talk about right now, the openly gay man, as far as the traditional, and also the modern man. And we're also going to be talking about metrosexuals. They ain't gay. They just dress a little funny, a little feminine.
What's your take on metrosexuals, Gene?
Hey, man, I'm about to let you know that in a second. Hold up.
I love metrosexuals. I love gay men. If there's any gay men listeners, I love you. I'm such a fag hag. I love gay men.
Oh, no, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Wow.
And also, in the second segment, we're also going to be talking about are men afraid of the marriage commitment factor. Now, we're afraid to commit.
Yes.
In a relationship to take it to the next level. I wish we had more people on the line to talk about that today, but everybody that's on the line, we appreciate you checking us out today. We are the Middleman, blogtalkradio.com, and I am Kevin, and this is LG and Jen. I see we got a caller, and we're going to talk about this openly gay thing real quick. And, Nick, we see you call back in. Appreciate you, man. I see you might have something to say about that. What's up with you, Nick?
Jen, did you just say you are a fag hag?
I love, like, there's so much fun. Them and drag queens, there's so much fun.
You know what? I ain't got nothing. Look. I don't have anything against what somebody does, but you know, it's funny that women love gay men until they find a man in the bedroom with a gay man. Then it's all of a sudden they can't stand it.
I want you to be my friend. I just don't want you to take my man. Like, you
but
know.
You love him. You love him.
I love him. I love him still. And if my man is not going to be, I'm not going to pick a guy that's like a secret homosexual. I'm not going to pick one of those. Because there's signs. There's always signs. You always know. And when you get those clues and you ignore the clues, that's when you get into trouble.
You know what, Jen? That's a damn shame that you just said what you just said. And I'm just going to be honest. That's what's messing up everything right now. Right now. But you know what? It's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
Yeah, you got to get that today. You know you got to get that today, Jen, because gay men, and nothing against gay men at all. The thing about gay men is, and if we can get back online here, the traditional man. There were gay men back in the day, but they couldn't be openly gay. And they couldn't get out here and do the things that these guys are doing now. Like you said, you got your drag queens and all these cats walking up and down Peachtree Street looking like women, but looking like men too.
That's sad. That's sad. Be you.
I'm just saying, though, the modern man is...
Sad for the traditional men. Like in the olden days, that traditional men were so homophobic, and today is not that far, that they feel like they have to make those people feel like, you know, they have to live in secret. You are who you are.
What?
If you gay, flaunt it.
No. Do you understand that is destroying the family to a certain degree? Now, if a man want to be gay and rub up against another assy man, that's fine. Do what you do. Do what you do. But I'm just saying,
gay
though. You know
that
what?
Do well. There's plenty of gay.
No, hold on, hold on, though. Hold on.
Guys that raise children that are well. I know.
That is fine, Jen. But I'm looking at the whole factor of once you think about this. When I say this, really think about what I'm saying. In Atlanta, Georgia, I hear this so much, and each one of y'all out on this phone right now can testify this. What is the number one complaint of the black woman in Atlanta, Georgia?
Lying and deceptive men. I'm not saying just because you're gay doesn't mean you're lying and deceptive.
Ain't no more men. That's what they saying, Jen. They saying that there ain't enough men out here. Now, the thing about it, the reason why there ain't enough men out here, all of us, we either taking, we either dating somebody, and we either rubbing up against another ass man.
That can't help you. That's what they
want. And y'all wonder why y'all can't find a good man. You got all these openly gay dudes now. Back onto the metrosexual, y'all. And Doug asked me this. I have no problem with a man that takes care of himself, that don't mind getting that manicure, facial, or whatever. Because we see Diddy, man. He on TV getting pedicures and all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you take it to the extreme of makeup, when you take it to the extreme of eyeliner, there's nothing wrong with fashionable clothes, but when you are getting borderline woman, feminine, whoo, man, I can throw you off the back of a bus doing 9 to 5 down 85.
Look here, all these skinny jeans need to go. I'm sorry. That was a 70s style.
No.
Need to stay in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. All these tight shirts. I understand you don't want the super baggy. You know what I'm saying? Even Dre say, make your mama proud and take this thing 2 sizes down. Okay, well, just take it down at least 1 size. Don't make it so long. You know what I'm saying? Make it comfortable fit, man. Don't make it look around. You look like a beanpole with a with a label on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. All these tight-ass clothes, tech, top that.
So you saying that if a man, think about this question now, if a man back in the day would come around with some of the stuff that these metrosexuals wear right now, could they get away with it?
I think when you do the makeup, that's crossing the metrosexual line. I don't think metrosexuals, like, I like metrosexuals as people. Like, as a guy, I would never date someone that wore makeup. Like, but I don't think, like, a real metrosexual would put eyeliner on. Like, you're gay. Like, you're gay if you do that.
Look at the male models now. They wear makeup. They wear eyeliner. Something wrong with them boys.
There's
for real. Nick,
well,
I see we got Nick on the line here. Go ahead and make a comment there, Nick.
I'm sorry, I'm in a little bit of shock. But
what was that?
Seriously.
Yay.
Have you ever dated a guy who was metrosexual?
I have dated neat guys, like guys that are like neat freaks, but not like metrosexual, like on eyeliner. No, I would never date a guy like that. Me personally, mm-hmm. I like Damon, Hensu, you know, like I like those type of guys. Not, you know, I don't want guys that wear fingernail polish. I wear my own fingernail polish.
Do you not notice, like, in these, especially in Atlanta, Georgia, that there really is a shortage of men?
Yes, there is a shortage of men, but that's because you can't, like, help who you think that you are. Like, if you think that you're like that, that's a factor that you can't help. You just
right.
can't help it. What we have to do is try to work with what we got. These sorry guys out here that are, you know, heterosexual, we need to try to reconstruct their minds and work with what we got. Because we want to count out the gay people and count out them. Just X them out and let's focus on what we got 100%. Because I don't want to feel like my name.
Okay, let me tell you what we got. We got a bunch of guys who out there that are great guys that are single, but guess what? They don't look like Shamar Moore, and y'all be acting like y'all don't want to talk to them.
Exactly.
No. Let me tell you about that. That is, most of those guys have what I call the syndrome, especially black guys. Like, they have this thing called the syndrome where they think, oh, I'm a good black man, and I do this, and everyone should worship at my feet because I'm a good black man. So
well, I'm a good black man.
Like,
I'm a good black man, Gene.
He
was I'm
a good black
man.
You damn right.
You want a gold star for being a good black man? That's what you supposed
damn right.
to
say.
You want to give you a gold star for being a good black woman?
That blow your head up so big that, you know, girl, that's a timeout. Like, girls just be like, oh, you know, or.
Oh, no, Jen. You know what? That's kind of crazy right there.
Yeah.
No.
Because y'all want the same thing. And you know what? Yes, I'm a good black man. I'm proud of it. And I'm going to stay proud of it to the day I die. We are descendants of kings, so I'm going to stay proud of being a good black man.
I'm glad you're
definitely.
Proud.
Hey, both of y'all are crazy. You know that, right? Now, look.
I like
that's
you.
Cool. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate both of y'all keeping it live for us right now. Now, we're going to move on to the next question. Are men afraid of commitment? Are men afraid of marriage? Now, the thing about it now, as far as a traditional man, he can have many a wives across the country. Yeah, they can do it now. But do you feel like back in the day we were more committed to our women as opposed to now? How you guys feel about it? And matter of fact, I'm going to ask Dub this question because y'all two going to be arguing. Dub, what's going on?
Run that again, man, because they just my head is just spinning right now. Wow.
Nah, man, I'm just saying, man, you know, as far as back in the day were men more committed to their women as far as opposed to men now. Because, I'm gonna throw this out there before you start, Doug. We have, and Nick said this in the last show, and I know he's going to say it, we have more of a choice now as far as what woman we choose to be with or how many women. So should we be more committed or are we afraid of commitment?
It's not this, man. Yeah, each man is different. And when it comes to that, that's a touchy-feely situation because at a certain point, people don't like, what's the... They don't like tags. We put it like that. People don't like tags. You look at a lot of the single people who they date exclusive, go to the movies, hang out, do everything you know what I'm saying, under the sun right. together. But you
right.
ask her, oh, that's your old man? That's your old lady? Oh, no, 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 that's just my homegirl. That's just my homegirl. Y'all exclusive. Y'all are a couple. Well, no, no, man, no, that ain't me. That ain't my girl, man. I have anybody I want. See, you know, it goes back into the same thing. Everybody, and I hate to say this because it's so cliche, but everybody waiting for that freak train, and the freak train going to pass as soon as you get locked down. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely.
I can't indulge in this. I can't indulge in that. Okay, well, you know what? Indulge in what you have. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got something that you can make your eyes roll back in the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get something that you can dive in. You know what I'm saying? Make you feel good. And it's gonna skeet about 45 times. You know what I'm talking about?
You silly man. I see that we got Jen. I know you want to say something about that right there. And if you're on the line, go ahead and press 1 if you would like to make a comment. We do appreciate you listening to the Middleman Talk Show. Hit a press 1 because, man, we carried on pretty bad today. Go ahead, Jen.
Well, I agree with Dove. Congratulations, Dove. You should, you know, start giving seminars to other men. You know, that's men's problem is that either they, you know, don't want to commit because they're scared something else is going to come along, or they commit but they half-ass commit. That's most men's problem. Like, They have assers. Like,
right.
Don't like a half-asser.
Now, Jen, I will say this, and I've heard this before on another show. Why should a single man be scared? Basically, realistically, a single man shouldn't have to cheat. A single man shouldn't have to worry about commitment or whatever because he has choices. If he go into the relationship and say, hey, this is not going to be a monogamous relationship. I'm going to be out here, and I'm going to get it how I get it. Is he wrong for that? Is the modern man wrong for that?
No, he gets 2 stars for that because if you tell me that, most men get in trouble because they're cowards and they can't say that. You can't say, you know, I just, you know, I don't want to just be me and you. I want to date other people. Most men are cowards and they hide behind, you know, they tell all the friends that they're not with you, but they tell you something different. That's what happens to a lot of ladies. And That's why they cars those get busted out and stuff like that because they rig on investments. That's what they do.
We can't hear you
on investments.
Yeah,
we can't have you on here talking about windows getting busted out this week again. Now we can't do that again. Cause you know what? I appreciate your comment, Jen. I definitely do. I definitely do. Believe me, I appreciate your comment. But I feel like a man, me in my opinion, a modern man, he don't have to worry about being committed. This is my opinion. So he don't really have to worry about being committed as much as his predecessor, you know, because basically back in the day, you know, he know that I had to take care of my family like that. Now, man, these dudes like, man, I'm bopping everything that's moving. And right now, moving along, we gonna probably play a song that I want to dedicate to all the brothers out there that's really trying to keep it gangster. What I mean by gangster is real with a woman, real with a family. This is Andy Stone, brother. Appreciate every last one of you, bro.
Is my king, is my one. Yes, he's my father, yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system, I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hugs, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you, and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever, true. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you, forever true. He's misunderstood.
Yeah.
Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. Well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your Blue call a brother. You're down for whatever, chilling on the corner, brother. Talented brother, and to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. But my black brother,
tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are the Middleman. And I'm Kevin, my host, my co-host, Payne. He's missing today, y'all, and I can't find him. Alan, if you out there, man, call in, dog. We want to know you okay, man. Well, today I got my man Doug G on the line with me. My girl, she's the middle woman, official, Jen. And we're going to lay it down for y'all today. And right now, we're going to kick it into the check segment with our man, Dub G, who's pulling double overtime. Got that fat check coming this weekend. What's
happening,
Dub?
Man, y'all already know what it is, what it was, what it's going to be like. You know what I'm talking about? This is Sunday, so you already know what time it is. Church, Priest, Tabernacle, Sanctuary. You know what I'm talking about, man? Look here. We're talking about the old school versus the new school, the traditional versus the modern. Look here. At the end of the day, real talk, there's nothing really wrong with either or, you know what I'm saying? As long as you handle your business, because that's what everything bounces back to, you know? If you got kids, take care of them. All you old funk-ass boys out here who don't want to claim the kids just because you don't like the baby mama, you need to slap yourself 3 times for the hell of it. And if you got multiple kids, you need to slap yourself 3 times per kid. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? These kids ain't did nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I know, like I said, the kids are wild out mode nowadays. You ain't got to go out and spend money on the kids if you're with a woman who got kids or just kids in the neighborhood, man. Always reach out to somebody. Teach somebody something that can help empower them. You know what I'm saying? Not just teach them how to wear their jeans off their ass. You know what I'm saying? How to cock their hat right so the girls are like it. You know what I'm talking about? Teach them how to learn how to read, you know what I'm saying, a book, send an email, you know what I'm saying?
Free time, brother. Free time.
Design a video game, you know what I'm saying? Just do something in general for the kids in general. And for your women, you know what I'm saying? Take care of it. And it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Don't just be no funky boy. And that's it. You know what I'm talking about? Church.
Dub G, you the fool, baby.
Hey, man.
But you know what? It's showing up a lot of wrong-ass people out there. And we definitely appreciate you for taking an hour out of your time to listen to us today. Hey, you are the Middleman. I'm Kevin, and I have my man, Dub Jizzle, on the line with me today. And I'm feeling, man, Dub, don't this seem a little awkward today without Alan?
I mean, not really, man. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to hold it down. The man's fit. He rocking with us in spirit. You know what I'm talking about? You can feel his energy through the room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, hey, I guess we the middleman today, and we'll be the middleman next week. Make sure you tune in next week's show. We're going to talk about the unity of black women and black men, how we can bring this all back together to where we all need to be. See, if y'all ain't been paying attention, we've been basically setting this up for this next show. We're talking about the women, we're talking about the men, the old values, the new values. How can we bring that all into one and make it happen? And that's going to be the unification of the black family, the black woman, the black man. We definitely appreciate you taking an hour out of your time I'm Kevin and Doug. Please let them know what's happening.
Hey, man, y'all already know, man. Go check out wearethemiddlemen.com. You know what I'm saying? The Middlemen. blogtalkradio.com/themiddlemen. myspace.com/themiddlemen. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check us out anywhere. Y'all hit us on that Twitter. If you can't get in over to none of the boys, you can hit me on my Twitter, Dub Jizzle. You know what I'm saying? Yahoo Messenger, just look for me. Look for us. Gmail, wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? For any suggestions on further shows, titles, topics, and everything else that you want to get up off your chest. You understand that?
All right. Call us 678-600. We got a caller. What's happening, caller? 678-600. Caller?
Close that door.
I guess somebody's scared to be on the line. They talking about close the door. What the world going on? Well, we do appreciate y'all for calling in, tuning in to the Middleman. I'm Kevin with my man Dub G, with my best friend, my buddy Jennifer, who
yeah.
Say she like them old funky booty gay boys.
Oh.
And
hey,
you know
man,
what?
Hey man, hold up before we get up out of here.
Middleman shouted, be quick, shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, go take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, you comment on what you hear. Let's figure out the master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't. Got hating on the next man, cause he was down the wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
And we up out of here. Make sure you tune in. Go to our name site. Check out the show, wearethemiddleman.name.com. That's wearethemiddleman.name.com. And I am your host, Kevin. I'm missing my man, Al. When I see you, buddy, it's on again, baby. Next week, the unification of the black family, the black woman, the black man. Y'all take it easy. Appreciate you again, baby.